The bill calls for the creation of a 19-member board that would evaluate policies toward sex offenders. Advocate Chris Dornan told the House Criminal Justice Committee that laws are often rushed through after a high-profile child murder or molestation.
What we're discovering is that some of these laws may not be constitutional. They may not be protecting the public.
Dornan hopes the board would study best practices around the country, like how to improve child safety and how to help offenders reenter society. But the committee killed the bill on a 15-0 vote. Despite receiving bipartisan support in the Senate, Representative Phil Ginsburg questioned its necessity.
The idea of this board is a good one. It's very well-intentioned. But the board would duplicate work that's now being done by existing nonprofit organizations, by state agencies, and by legislators.
Ginsburg says groups that would be included on the board, like the ACLU and the Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence, already have the ear of lawmakers. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.